Blog Talk Radio.
Most important thing in business is honesty, integrity, hard work, family. Never forgetting where we came from.
Called me, dad was gone. Finally got my dad back. Liver bad, he wouldn't live long. And snatched my dad back. Guidance I never had that. Streets was my second home. Welcomed me with open arms. Provided a place to crash at. A place to study math fact. Matter of fact, I learned it all. Burnt it all. This music is where I buried the ashes at. Flashback, not having much, not having that. Had to get some holler breath. You can holler back at. Holler at my Jewish lawyer to enjoy the fruit of letting my cash stack. And just in case a nigga got to use it. Own boss, own your master, slaves, the mentality I carry with me to this very day. Fuck rich, let's get wealthy, who else gon' feed we? If I need it, I'ma get it, however, God help me. And I don't need no hook for this shit.
Yo, let us pray. Father, please walk with us through the bad times as well as the good. May we be heard and understood from the suburbs to the hood. May you judge us by our hearts and not by our mistakes. And see that we get our breakthrough however long that it takes. May you fill that void in our souls that will lay our fears to rest. But there's no way we can live for Jesus when we're living in the flesh. So I pray that you allow our spirits to be born, grow strong, move on, know right from wrong. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, do not love the world or anything in the world. And we know what that means, but listen. We know the distance we need to be away from fire to keep it missing, but that doesn't mean we're missing. Lord, you take care of fools and babies. Teach women to honor their men and men respect their ladies. But lately, so many of us have gone astray, doing wrong for so long that we've forgotten the way. Please bring us back home. Instill in us the word which is our backbone, which is children that have grown. There is so much that we're entitled to, yet we receive so little. In this time of spiritual warfare, we're comfortable. Little. So I pray that you open our eyes. Give us the anointing to recognize the devil and his lies. If we keep our actions wise and our prayers sincere, our head to the sky, you will diminish our fears. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Amen.
Don't understand, do you? Hey, man, don't you realize in order for us to make this thing work, man, we've got to get rid of the pimps and the pushers and the prostitutes and then start all over again clean.
Hey, look, nobody's pushing me anyway, okay? I mean, not you, not the cops, nobody, man. I mean, you want to get rid of the pushers, I'll help you. But don't send your people after me.
You know, come on, John. Can't you see that we can't get rid of one without getting rid of the other? We got to come down on both of them at the same time in order for this whole thing to work for the people.
Hey, look, nobody's closing me out of my business.
Yeah.
to get an equal share. And until you give it him back, there'll be no peace. The brother's gonna work it out. Brother's gonna work it all out. All. We must all join hands. We can march across this land in peace. Love, joy, with that understanding of truly through God. Instead of brother turning on sister, sister turning on brother. Now how you gonna get it together? Being against one another. Shoot up, live up so high. To your world that's turned to stone. How can you deal with the truth when reality's all gone? But brother's gonna work it out. Brother's gonna work it all out. Our brother say, stop the pimps, the hustlers, the pusher man, as fast as you can. Open your ears and eyes to the facts of what's truly holding you back.
Play that tonight, y'all, because it's all about brother and sister going to work it out. Drag racing. What you thought? I was talking about relationships or something? I'm talking about grudge racing. Yes, I am. Why are you talking all loud? Because I can. Because I can talk as loud as I want to, because you know who ain't here right now, and it's me and Mr. Mouse, and we're going to do whatever we want to do. Yeah, so Jake. I got to say, what's up, Mr. Mouse? What's happening?
What's up, Shaker?
Man, I'm excited.
Work it out tonight.
Man, that's what it's saying. We got to work it out. So work it out, Mr. Mouse. I need your help. Brother, can't you see? Oh, I got to have it. I've been drinking tonight, Mr. Miles. I've been drinking some Kool-Aid.
Oh, shit.
That shit make me feel so good, man. Woo.
Yeah, we live.
Oh, okay. We live? We live, you say? How? Live what?
Live and in effect tonight on the mic.
Oh, okay. I'm fine. Yeah, because I was going to say, man, these niggas ain't going to do nothing no way. So we might as well just keep on doing what we're doing now, just talking. That's what it's all about, y'all. Yeah, we were talking about we need help tonight. That's what I wonder if we could do a topic like that, Mom. Oh, wait. I gotta go through the thing. What's up, world? This is the Two Girls Channel, and it's Mr. Mouse and me hosting the show tonight. We hoping that we're gonna be able to keep it real, like 1-800 keep it real. We like to give some shout outs to the sponsors, which is
Brother Leroy, and the Clock Salt crew. Let me see. Who next? We got the Chicagoland people. We going to say from the south side to the west side. And we're going to start to get into some names. We can talk about, you know, we got to talk about one of the baddest brothers around town, Mr. Skinster. And we got, we're going to bounce to the west side. We're going to say, let me see, Drag. Then we're going to bounce back to the south side. Then we're going to say Vaughn. Then we're going to bounce back to the west side and say Three Lugs. Then we're going to bounce back to the south side. We're going to say Mr. Mouth.
Get the east side.
They don't know what you mean to me, Mom, but I'm going to let them know it. They can't stop me tonight. Okay, so hold on. Then we're going to bounce back to the west side. Then we got, really? I can say it like I want to say it, can't I, brother? Okay, so then we'll bounce back to the south side, and we just going to say everybody else on the south side, then we're going to say everybody else on the west side.
And our Indiana brother.
I'm so sorry. Oh, yeah. Mention them, Mike. Go ahead. Tell who over there in Indiana you want to shout out to?
Got Leaky Leon.
Yeah.
Vic.
Mr. Vic. You gotta say Mr. Vic when you say his name. You gotta say Mr. Vic. Come on. Big time racing. Woo!
Hey, who?
CJ. Don't forget CJ. He an old
say
veteran.
Yes, sir.
Yes, CJ. He an old veteran. That's my man from the other hand. Yeah, who else, Mr. Ma? Let's go on the north side. Who we got that started racing from the north side? You know his name.
Got me there.
Greg.
Nobody from the north
side. You
remember
Greg? Yeah, Greg came from on the north side. Dude, Greg that had that Dodge when I first met him. He had a Dodge. You remember Greg? Nice to meet Greg. But, okay, we'll keep it moving because we won't stop too long. But, yeah, man. So how was your week, brother?
Good. Temperature back up.
Good.
Back to our unseasonably warm days for February.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, I hope they don't start complaining about nothing like that because it was nice today, man. So nice out there.
It was beautiful today.
Yeah, I was watching my car, man. Even though it ain't even running, I was watching it.
What's wrong with that?
I put some wax on that Trans Am, but I'm expecting to be tested and tuned this year. This year, man. These people ain't going to stop me by talking about shaking you a has been. You ain't doing nothing. You ain't never did nothing. And my friend on the west side be telling me like that, old Mr. Terrio, but I know he love me. That's why he talk about me. Or talk to me, because he's a real professional. Yeah, he don't have to talk to me now. Sure don't have to talk to me. Yeah, so how your kids, brother?
Good. They good.
They good. They
teenagers
good.
Now.
Okay, how you? Ooh, my God, brother. You got a couple more years. Teenagers. Ooh.
Yeah,
they getting up there. Hey, Bob, was you ever on TV?
Sir?
Racing.
Not unless you call YouTube TV.
Oh, I thought I seen you on TV, man. I was watching them thing they used to have in 66. You ain't never go to 66.
Oh, no. That was one of my teammates back in the day. That was Ron. The
Pink
All Out.
Yeah. Oh.
The light blue Mustang.
Yeah. Now, you had a Mustang, too, didn't you?
Mine was black.
Okay. Because I was looking at that like, damn. Is that Mouse? Yeah, because he was saying, he did. I remember what they said the name was, but I said, damn, I ain't seen no other soul brothers like that, you know?
Yeah,
really get down like that
they
with Mustang back in the
on
day.
That show.
So did. Man, they sure did. Yeah, I've been watching that, because that's the closest thing to drag racing right about now, the reruns, you know. Watch it over and over again.
A little bit of racing on, got that Ag and Drive stuff down there in Florida right now.
Oh, yeah.
Same as Grudge Racing, but it's something to watch.
Yeah, did you see that thing the other day? I think that was, what's that guy from down south? He was showing some moves. I thought I seen tape them down there somewhere talking about drag racing. Did you see that? In the cut. Did you see
cut.
That?
Was it in the cut or was it Forever Grudge?
I don't know. I thought it was the one with the big apple that got the little head on the side down at the bottom. I thought that was in the
That's
cut.
That's in the cut.
It could have been. Hmm. Yeah. So them boys are still here. Are they down there somewhere racing?
I think what's his name is coming up? Fat Tuesday.
Oh. Oh. In February?
I think it's the same weekend as the Super Bowl. That's in like 2 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, they get that in early, huh? Who is this? Who is this with the head up already? Let's see who this is, Mr. Bell. Let's see what this is. 708-796. Your mic is over. Who is this? Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Oh, they playing some more hits for us. They part of the hit regime.
Yeah, I don't think they was ready.
They just put their head up. Yeah. I think they just put their head up. I wait till they do it again. Yeah, man. So, yeah, so the weather gets kind of warm. I wonder if people start to get that feeling or those emotions or, you know, get ready to get their stuff together and, you know, get out this year. Wow. So what are we going to talk about tonight, man?
Oh, man. Hey, let's just open the mics and let us see where it goes.
Okay. Let me see who this is. 773-4015, your mic is over. Who that is?
That's me. I'm just listening, man. Freak.
Who this is?
Preacher Boy. I'm just listening.
Is that Mr. Preacher Boy?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Preacher Boy. I should have said your name, too, when I went back out to the west side. You still living out west, Preacher?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, man. Damn. Hey, please, do you remember Lincoln Central at the L station?
That's where my shop at, right down the street from now.
Man, it was the baddest brawls I ever seen, man. When they shipped me to the west side, and I went over there, I could not believe it, man. Those women out there was so weak, man. Yes, indeed, boy. I can talk about this, right, can't I, preach? How bad the girls out there, how wet. Girls out there.
Man, that's your mouth, your problem here.
Yes. How you been, brother?
I'm making it.
Hallelujah. How the crew doing? Y'all getting it together?
Everybody is okay. Everybody doing what they're supposed to be doing, I guess.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you putting your head up first. It actually talking to me.
Letting you know I'm.
I had a couple of people put their head
on your show listening.
Okay. I appreciate you, man. For trying to get it together, man.
I got a topic for you. I got a topic for you today. Is it begging when somebody offered to ask you, what do you need to race me? Is that begging when you give them what you ask them for what you want?
Is it begging? No, you're trying to get a race off, right?
He called.
Is that exactly what you want,
and
then you told him.
What do you need? What do you need to race me? Then when he give you what he need to race you, you upset and say he begging. I didn't think so.
I want to know what you wanted. He shouldn't ask.
He shouldn't ask.
But you need it.
Yo, hey, Preach, I don't know, man. It's a lot of strange stuff going on. I think that if people really want to race, they're going to get out, man. If they try to trick and they really try to do the work to get to the end first, then they're going to do that too. But I don't know.
And when you win a race on technicality, you ain't really won nothing but the money, correct? If two cars never go down the track at the same time, it's never been a race. It's been a technicality, right?
You talk about racing or grudge racing?
Grudge racing, period. If one got red light,
as long as somebody
got
paid,
line,
it was a race.
Oh, that's
yeah.
What y'all call
so,
it a race?
Well,
does that make the winner faster than the loser?
Wait, hold on. So, have you ever did a race with somebody and you left and they car stopped? And then you went all the way through there, and then when you came back around, you gave their money back?
No.
That was
no
real.
I said, all you win was the money. What I'm asking you is, can you say you faster than the loser? If you go through all of that, he red light, or he crossed the center line, you can't never say you faster than him. Ain't nobody say you faster than him. I just want the money, right?
Okay, let's see.
Y'all don't always win.
Yeah.
Can do is win the money.
Hey, I'm not really understanding what the point that you're trying to make, because if you're trying to make the point, you
because
say,
the
hey,
man
now,
said
if
the
you
man
don't
gave,
be,
gave a certain spot. Let me explain to you. The man gave the loser a hell of a spot, but he asked me what I need. I said I need the same thing the loser needs. He said, but you beat him. You really technically never raced. I want some money. He crossed the center line and he red lighted. We don't know who the fastest is. Correct?
All right. Okay. So did they want to do it?
No. They told me I'm faster than him.
Okay. So did you put a name on it? Who is that? Who are you talking about? Well, y'all don't do stuff like that.
I'm going to say it in a light way. Little Wheel from Detroit. They gave Terrio a spot. So when they called me and woke me up out of my sleep, asked me what I need, I said I need the exact same thing he gave him. Was I wrong?
No, that's the kind of thing.
It would have been better off if you just said what you needed to put a name on. You need the same thing as so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
You just gave him a number instead of a name and a number.
Right.
Shaky, you got me open.
Of course.
Nah.
Yeah, you open, big brother.
Good evening. Good evening. How y'all doing?
How you doing?
Good. Man,
good evening.
I'm good. I'm in between some. I appreciate y'all as always. If y'all didn't know, you know, we are having the bowling party this year. We are having the bowling party. It is Saturday, February the 24th. Just for y'all information, mark y'all calendars, come on out, have a good time with us. We're going to be at Olympia Lanes, 4150 Calumet in Hammond at 8 o'clock. Food will be provided until it's exhausted. So y'all come on out, have a good time with us. That is February the 24th, the last Saturday in this month. Come on out and have a good time with us. Just for argument's sake right here, y'all kind of touched on something. I'm going to ask a question, if I may.
Wait a minute, Sam. Hold on. Is it going to be racing after the bowling party, man? You forget the most important thing.
I don't know. You know, anything is subject to happen. That's all I can say. I don't know what's going to happen, man. I have no clue.
Come on, Chance.
I don't know. You know, Preacher Boy, he was one of them dudes. That, they had AIDS. I promise. They
had a ball.
That was old.
He had a ball.
It was old,
yeah.
Yeah, it was old, yeah. Too. But I want to ask y'all a question. Can I ask y'all a question? What does I know y'all have heard this phrase before. We run ET. Have y'all has everybody heard that before?
Yes.
Mouse, have you ever heard that, Brother Shaky? We run ET. Everybody heard that before. Mouse, you heard that before?
Yeah.
Brother Shaky, have you heard it?
Yeah, we heard that.
Okay. So can I, my second question, what does that mean? Can y'all give me a definition of what that means? What does that mean?
It really means he's running against his own ET. Because he think he can beat you. He looking at your car. He don't give a fuck what kind of car it is, what it look like. He's saying that he can beat how fast you win.
Okay. I like that answer, Preacher Boy. Mouse, you want to answer? So I'm going to let y'all expound on it. I'm just trying to go somewhere. Because how y'all started, it was really
bad.
It must be God saying, because I was going to ask the question. These are the questions I was going to ask. What did you say, Mouse?
The same thing that Preacher Boy said. You running on what you think. You running them because of what you think he run, and not because of what you see as far as parts or you know how the car looks.
Right. So you don't care. You run ET, not that. That's what that actually means. So in saying that, does what a car really matter in these days and times? It used to be a time where you would look at the car and that would, you know, decipher out, well, no, this car is this, that, you know, stock suspension, ladder box, back half, big block, small block, 33 opposed to 28. What does any of that matter when you can say we run ET? We don't run. That's what we run. We run ET. Do
none
they
of
go together?
Matter. None of it matters.
I'll just ask it.
I'm answering
that for you. That's the question I want across the board. Let's just see what
matters some
of the
if you think you can win.
Okay, so brother Shaky, can y'all take that over? I'm gonna step out, but that's what's on the table right now. I'm just curious to know.
Woo! 470-7168. Your mic is open. Who that is? Hello?
Yes, sir.
How you feel today?
Pretty good.
Annoying.
Hold on. I'm at work. Hold on. Getting stuck. What's going on? Just found what Sam said. I'm all right. How about yourself, first off? Can you hear me?
Yeah, you got a lot of background noise, though.
Hello.
Background noise gone now.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I say to expound on, you know, what Sham was saying. I say, like, if you run an ET, kind of piggyback on what Preacher Boy said, it shouldn't matter, you know, big block, small block, throat block in the person's car. You know, you're trying to run it. It don't make a difference what the road traveled is. If you built the car to go, say, 11 O's, if you got a big block, small block, turbo, pro charger, 11 O's, don't make a difference. Hey, you got looking at, if you feel like you can run, you can whoop him, you're going to try him. You know what I'm saying? You ain't trying to run and throw Dr. this coward. He got Willie Bob. He got this. He got that. That shit makes a difference. But I think that's what he mean by we run NT, not, you know, nothing else.
Wow.
I can get y'all a great
example.
Huh? What's that boy name with the big wheels with the colors? Playboy Jeezy. There's a lot of you guys with cars that won't run Playboy Jeezy. Like Jeremiah and all of them. Man, that man will beat their ass. He got 26s on.
So look, are we running ET or
Or we running the person?
We running. You ain't really running the person because all you gonna. That's why they call us looking ass. After you see a car make a pass, you make your choice. I can whoop him. I think I can whoop him. I'm gonna try him. A car unseen, out of sight. We don't want no trouble until we see it make a pass.
So now, are we racing the car or the person? Because sometimes you don't care what that person got. You look at the person and say, man, I'll kill you, man. You ain't never been done, nigga. Get up there.
Hey, man, you don't live with them people. You don't know what they're capable of having, getting, or doing. See, a lot of people call everybody nothing. That's judgment. You can't judge a book by its cover.
You can if you read the book.
Okay.
People, I mean, you know what they're doing.
Why do it matter what they look like?
Hold on. Why did Terrio beat you then, man? Your book read better than Terrio. Didn't Terrio beat you?
But I spun.
That ain't the thing what I asked you. You said you raced him. Your pages in your book was better than Terrio. He still beat you.
I didn't say.
Ain't no excuses when you lose.
Look. Say that I just like, okay, it's Terrio. Nothing. I didn't say that. Said with some people, you know what they capable of. That's what I said. Didn't even put a name on it. You put a name on it.
I did. Because I know that's why y'all did it. See, hey, Mouse, your name used to ring.
You don't know why I raced. Now, you can ask me why I did it, but you can't tell me why I did it.
Okay, you're right. I can assume, but yeah, I have to ask you personally.
I wanted to race.
So you just say you just wanted to race, period, huh, man? It ain't who you race, it's just you want to get up there and race.
Exactly.
Wow. Hey, Shaky.
Yes, sir.
You can believe some shit if you want to and understand the rest. It was a million people he could have raced. He picked the weakest link.
So now you saying he weak.
You picked the weakest link.
You just said. Who else was I supposed to run? Just.
There's a lot of people out there.
Nobody else really was stepping up to run.
So you acting like Terrio Carr was the only car on the planet. There's a lot of cars out there.
I said
in your class
nobody else was
like
stepping
you.
Up to race me. Did you step
you didn't
up to
ask
race
nobody
me?
Else, but Terrio. You didn't ask nobody else, man.
Hey, why do I have to ask somebody? Why can't somebody ask me?
Because you want to race.
Back to that. Did you ask me if I wanted to race?
No, I didn't. Because you don't listen.
What are you
to me.
Saying?
Listen. No. Listen to me. I'm gonna tell you the same way I tell one of my crew members. He want to race his car bad as hell, but he don't put himself out there and act for a race. People ain't going to come to you because they don't talk to you like that way about racing. If you don't engage,
that's my fault.
Ain't nobody going to engage
that's
with
my
you.
Fault.
Yeah, it
that's
is.
That's my fault.
You see how Terrio get out here and run his mouth? Or I used to get out here and run my mouth about racing, saying I want to race. I didn't pick the
what's that got to do with
me? The principal picked on me. I'm trying to show you if you don't put yourself out there, people ain't going to race you because all they think you is a guy that owns a race car. They like to come to the track. And are you understanding my answer?
If
that's how you feel, okay.
Yeah. Hey, bro, we've been doing racing a long time, man, and it seems like racing is the same. It's not different, and let me tell you why. If people think that they can beat you, they're going to race you. If they don't think that they can beat you, they ain't going to race you.
There you go. That's step
race.
One.
Tell me somebody. Huh? You say what now?
That's step one. You're right. But look at Raylo. Raylo ain't no grudge racer, so ain't nobody said nothing to Raylo about grudge racing until Raylo started jumping in the grudge race world again. He used to be a grudge racer. He had quit.
Right.
When he started messing with that Nova, he wanted to engage. Once we knew who he was engaging, people talked to him.
Do that make sense? Is that a better way to put it? Is that a great example for you?
So then it was Raylo.
That's a good example for Raylo, yeah.
Yeah, that's what they were trying to raise Raylo. They didn't really care about the car. They want to raise Raylo again, right? And then Raylo was telling his program to everybody, so that's why they probably said, yeah, I'll race Raylo. I do it. That seemed like a good race for me with him. If they go race like that, I think he got
you know
a lot
why
to
they
do
race
with all
Raylo?
Of that.
The reason Raylo got action with that car, Raylo said the key word to a lot of people, I'm on motor. I don't give a fuck what you do. And they went off.
Right.
He gave.
But that was a good. So when your program gets started, it's called something like a gimmick. Everybody got a gimmick. So you got to say, hey, man, this is my car. This is how I race it. And look at my car. My car got this, or my car don't have this. Because if you say something that look like it's stupid, or you got a probability of not really being able to win, everybody gonna want to race you. Man, you can spray, and I'm gonna race some horsepower. For real? Let's do it. When people put their hands up like that, it seems like people, man, they really ready to go. So I mean,
I don't know, bro.
It's different, but it really ain't. If you want to race, then you're going to race. And look, just think, it's a couple of people, no, not a couple, but a lot of people that say, man, I'll race anybody. You looking like me or, you know, you in my class or, yeah. And take Vic, for instance. Man, that's one man that put his head up, man. If you looking similar to him, I ain't never heard Vic
say
it.
Oh,
no.
Stop. You said the key words right there. Say it again. If you looking similar to me. That's the key word.
Matter of fact, let me get him on the phone because I don't want to talk for him. I want him to come over here and say why. Because it's just me talking, and I'm thinking that's probably why he do it. But in order for the truth to really be told, he got to get on here and say, hey, man, why you act like you act? Like you just want to rape anybody. Or, hold on, let me see if we can get him on there. Somebody get Vic on here.
Vic got a car for every category right now. Vic is doing great in his thing, what he's doing right now. He done made him a car for every category. Okay?
I want to talk about Toe Tagger. I want to talk to the other guys. They disappeared, and Vic was still here. Vic was still here every year.
Uh-huh. What do you know about Toe Tagger? I'm gonna fuck with you now, since y'all always do a lot of talking. Tell me about Toe Tagger. What is Toe Tagger?
A G body.
What about that G body?
I can't tell you what about the G body. I'm just telling
you. I know you can't.
That's
what I'm trying to explain to you. You can't. You don't know shit about the man car. A lot of us do know about the car. So yes, he have an upper hand. If he want an upper hand.
What do you mean, upper hand? What's the upper hand?
The car ain't what you think it is. It's a G-body. It's a G-body. Just like Limo, it's a G-body. But everybody got special shit done to certain cars. Better than the shit
but
you got.
Wait.
But I'm trying to explain to you.
You got done talking about racing ET
like.
And not parts.
Stop saying everybody
bro,
looking like. That's what, now, we're going back to that.
What's that?
You said we racing ET. We still ET and we like it. Then we try to run each other. Listen. Let me show you something about me and Vic. Vic on the phone.
Yeah,
he here. Now listen. Now I'm just gonna show you. When I first brought my white car out, me and Vic had locked in before Vic even seen the car was white and back out. When Vic seen the car, he said, "Oh hell no, freak, you tricked me." Just like that. Me and him had a discussion. We laughed about it. And I tell him, I said, Vic, don't even worry about it. Am I lying to you, Vic? Am I lying to these people, Vic?
Uh-uh.
We called it off because you said I tricked you, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
But you said we're going to race when you get strong. That's it. See, that's the relationship me and him got. The other two people I locked in, they paid me.
But look, what I was saying about the guy is that he always won the race. That's what it sounds like to me. I'm not saying that I don't know who he is, why he pick his people, but man, we gotta all speak to ourselves.
Our race, it's a mixture of things. It's the car, it's the person. It's a lot of things. It's just like when I locked in Raylo with Toe Tag, everybody looked at me like I was retarded. But hey, I won the race.
You took a dutch.
So I was gonna try. Right.
But the reason you did it, Raylo was on motor and he let you spray at him.
And I was spraying, right. Exactly.
That's what I'm trying to explain to him. Just like you ran that Camaro, he ran on motor and you sprayed. That's
exactly.
The race in our world. Because we think we got the upper hand.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Now you take grandson and my car. I cannot fuck with grandson at gunpoint or Dirty Diana. They both G bodies, but they built better than me and got better shit than me. So I stand down. Stay the fuck out of their way. I don't want to get ran over. I don't want to get raided, run over, none of that. I can't whoop them. I stay in my lane.
I mean, like I said, there's all kind of reasons. If you, as far as why you gonna lock in, so I mean, Day-Day, I locked in Day-Day under the pretense that he still had that other car, but come to find out, he didn't have that. He had a whole nother car, but I didn't care. I said, "Fuck it, I'm still going." He gotta whoop me, and he whooped me. But,
hey, but you found out you had a different car. You had locked in already,
right? But I wasn't finna. I was gonna try.
Preacher Boy, let me ask you a question.
I'm listening.
So you're telling me it's fair that somebody that looks like they got a street car to race a real looking race car, or a car that's like it looked like it's 3,000 pounds to race a car that's 2,500 pounds?
Let me explain this to you real quick. You cannot tell a street car anymore or a small block anymore, man. It's too much fast shit out here. You got small blocks, nobody will talk to you. They drive that shit every day. You got V6s out here, you're not going to talk to a race. And they drive that shit back and forth to the track. And you got a pure race car. You're going to stay in your goddamn lane or you're going to get your ass booked.
Okay, but I hear you talking, but you ain't seen a lot of them around us. So why are you trying to put that label on the people that's around us that's racist? Yeah, it's a lot of people that
got
7 seconds.
I didn't put no name.
Well, then what you're saying, listen what I'm saying. So what you're saying don't make sense with the group of people that we in, because we ain't got nobody like that. The people that's trying to race Von and them, they racing with the same kind of cars. They ain't getting the chance to trick somebody with a car that look like it run 9, and they can run a little quicker than 9. Ain't nobody racing them like that.
How would you know?
If somebody, okay, so I'm just saying, okay, well, let's look at last year. Let's look at history, because we can't tell.
Okay, you go by last year. Ain't nobody raced last year. You got a handful of people that raced last year.
Hey.
So don't use last year. The five people raced all year.
Hey, Priest, look, I ain't going to call no names, right, because I ain't doing that. But you do got some people that got a car that they can drive from here to hell, right, that race on the street and they come to the track. And then whoop some full-fledged race cars. I'm talking about can drive that motherfucker from here to Florida with the AC on and can come right to the track and lay a hell of a number down. So it's guys that do it and have done it. You know what I'm saying? It's not a whole lot of them. But you can't underestimate these street cars no more, because these street cars come from the factory with power. And then once you do a little bolt-on, add-on shit, you better stay out their way. You know what I'm saying? So it's different. That's why you race the ET. It's different.
Hey, that damn little red Audi.
Ooh,
nobody would believe how fast that fucking car is.
Man,
listen, that boy drive that car everywhere.
Everywhere.
Hey. But now
I
heard
I mean,
racing.
Looking at that car, you look at, and I'm saying grudge racing. You look at that, and he grudge race. He street race.
Oh,
but
he do.
I wouldn't even get nowhere near him with Toe Tag.
Now you see that?
Yeah, bro.
And that's an Audi.
I don't want none
of
that.
What's the name of the
Audi?
Hey, Vic.
And I don't want none of that. Yeah.
You forgetting about that little black Cooper that was at the track, too. That little fucking quick, too.
Yeah, it's a lot. Hey, I mean, it's a lot of cars out there that's like that. You know, and I mean, this just goes back to something
with a
that.
It's a guy with a Mustang. And they don't give a fuck who's driving, kids and all, that's riding. That ain't no punk.
It's a lot of cars out there like that now. You just can't go off of what a car look like no more. That don't mean shit.
Yeah, yeah. Now you get your feelings in your pocket.
Hey, Vic.
Yeah.
All them people y'all done named, they really ain't in our circle of grudge racer, man.
They not, but they still
and if,
around.
Hey,
they
not in our circle, but they a phone call away.
I'm
going to
tell you like this here. I try all them motherfuckers. I don't give a fuck about them.
Yeah, okay.
I take your car and try that red Audi.
Well, hey.
Who is that talking?
I know.
This Lenny motherfucker.
That's Lenny.
Okay.
I hear what you're saying, but I'm going to be honest with you.
I think what Shaggy's saying is the type of guys that's in our circle.
Okay, I got you.
But them guys are in our circle. Y'all just don't choose to race them when they ask to race. That's what I'm saying.
Ain't now one of them people ever bucked up on nobody that I know of that's in our circle of racing.
I'm gonna say this. I ain't gonna say one name, but it is a motherfucker with a Mustang that can drive that bitch from here to hell that the got on motherfuckers ass, man. I done witnessed it.
And
you done witnessed
it. I'm not saying that it's a lot of motherfuckers that got a lot of regular motherfucking street cars that'll get down. But all I'm saying is they in our circle of racing.
I'm just talking about one particular person. I ain't talking about a whole genre.
Was a street car. Hey, Lenny, your Monza was a street car that was deadly to a race car.
Hey, Lenny, a motherfucker would see you at the light or driving that motherfucker to the grocery store and would not think you would lay a stone-cold ass-whooping on them. They wouldn't. Because if I didn't know no better, I wouldn't.
I understand all of that. But nowadays, it ain't too many motherfuckers like that. Like, I was the only motherfucker, basically, in that circle. Me and motherfucking IBL with his little motherfucker with the red thing and his motherfucking blue Nova. But it wasn't too many cars like that motherfuckers driving their shit and laying down numbers.
Hey, man.
That's true.
That motherfucker, white boy.
And
90%
of these
down.
Motherfuckers
drive the car.
Yeah. He is. I'm not saying he's not. I'm not saying he's not.
But you just
a lot
saying
of
like an immediate race circle.
Right.
I get it.
It ain't too many motherfuckers.
Mike Bedino,
the only motherfucker that's basically in our circle that fuck around with a turbo.
That's about it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But it's just like Toe Tagger. I mean, I didn't put myself in a lot of situations that maybe I shouldn't have, but I didn't care. I wanted to race. I mean, because
you
Toe Tagger, I drive that car everywhere.
That's because you
drive
that car. You want to race. So you ain't into all the humbug and all that. You want to race.
No, I just want
to
race.
To me, you and Lenny is second to none. Lenny don't give a fuck. He ain't
Thank
trying to outbet you. Lenny
right.
told me he will race
exactly.
for 200. He just want to race. It ain't about the money,
exactly.
all that
it
shit.
It ain't about
go.
All that. No,
yeah.
I don't want to go.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't too many of them like y'all.
Now, certain cars, then, that it's levels. It's levels to whatever you do. Now, my black Trans Am, I'm not running that car for no $300-$500. That's another level.
Correct.
Toe Tagger, I'll run that motherfucker for $500 anytime.
Well, I'm a tad bit different than you. So, go ahead.
Let me ask a question. Why motherfuckers getting over here talking about snitches or motherfuckers got fast-ass cars and shit but won't say that shit when it comes to them when they finna fuck somebody up dude, they think that they can just fuck up at will? Why are we getting on the show starting to talk about, hey, they
we all think we can fuck up somebody at will. That's why we bet our money.
Yeah,
we all think we fucking money when we bet.
Okay, okay. I know that.
Right.
I mean, if I, I'm going to tell you like this. There is not one person out here that walk. I mean, you know, I know when to stand down, and I'm going to stand down. But as far as racing, I'm going to, hey, if I think I got any chance, I'm going. Any chance, I'm going.
You think you're a winner every time you bet your money. Whenever you bet your money,
yeah,
you think you're a winner.
If I'm right, I feel I can win.
You think
exactly.
You're going to fuck them up. That's everybody.
Exactly.
It ain't nothing different. And if you can't win or race that person, you're not going to say shit to that person.
Right. Jeremiah beat me the first time head up. How many motherfuckers you know lose a race and turn around and then get a motherfucker that they lost to the back tire?
Right.
I want to race.
First of all, look, listen. They look at a car and think it's damn, that's a killer. That's a killer. And then that
man,
become a problem when he get his ass whooped or he's barely winning or somebody do something wrong. All these times
mm-hmm.
they're in the tit for tat in our area. I just got whooped by Lenny and them. I beat them and they beat me. We won and won. So when we see each other again, we're going to do it again.
That's it. That's all.
Yeah, that's it.
See, y'all take the, it's the fans that take the shit out of box. Or somebody on the sideline that ain't don't know shit about none of the cars, just betting their money. So, man, he shouldn't have been racing him. Man, that car looked way faster than him. You don't know what the
look
fuck
like
y'all
don't mean
saying.
Shit.
Look like
don't mean shit.
Man, I ain't never cared what a motherfucker look for years. I always, ever since I've been in this shit,
truth.
I've been racing the fucking ET. I don't give a fuck
hey,
what a motherfucker
hey,
look like. If I think I whooped him,
let me tell you how bad me and Lenny was. Lenny went out and raced a motherfucker. His alternator belt broke. Lenny said, man, we can't run. I put black tape
yeah.
on that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Made a fan belt.
Yeah.
Told him, get that
yeah.
tape. That nigga kept
yeah.
that damn tape on the car for 2 weeks.
Hey, I ain't find a belt. Every time I go out and race, I put some old tape on that motherfucker. Do my burnout and I'm gone.
But
hey,
that's because you were
ready. We can't race. I took some tape and I taped it. Lenny said, shit, it ain't going to work. I said, rev that bitch. Just stay it on there. Shit, Lenny did that shit for 2 weeks. I was mad as hell. So when you going to buy a belt, man? He said, shit, for what? I got enough tape in this motherfucker. We right here. But he loves
birds.
So,
just,
so Lenny,
but the problem.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Go ahead. The problem nowadays is every motherfucker, well, I'm not going to say every, but a lot of people are afraid to lose. I ain't afraid to lose.
Right, it's just a loss.
Because when
somebody
I lose, that's just
going to
make me come back stronger. Well, I'm trying
man,
to come back stronger.
Who you telling?
Shit. A loss don't define who I am.
You
I
know
lost.
What
a
loss, a
loss is
do
a loss.
For a person. A loss make a nigga lose his money and spend a lot more money to try to get the first money back.
To get
that's
back.
All a loss
exactly.
Do. If you're a two-drag racer. If you're a two-drag
right.
racer. I see motherfuckers switching draws every day. Every time they race. Then you got these people that's winning, and they upgrade, and they steady switching, and steady switching. Ain't none of us satisfied.
Hey,
you never will
what,
be.
What gets me is, if a motherfucker win, then they don't give you your get back.
They don't give you
oh,
your
yeah,
get back. Right.
Listen, if I whoop a motherfucker, and they still got money, and they want some get
we
back that same
again.
Night, we gonna
we
I'm
down.
Gone. I'm gone.
Nah, no. I agree with you on that, but some people, I agree with you, but some
shit,
people, I'm going to make them wear that ass
somebody going
to
make
them
wear that
week.
Ass
fuck
a,
fuck
them
wear that
ass. I'm
going to
make them wear that ass
with me.
Now,
you know why you
going
to make them wear that ass with me? Hold on. You know why you going to make them wear that ass with me? That shit was too tight for you.
Yeah.
That's the reason you're going to
make them
wear that ass with me.
So now I got, exactly, I got to go back and do some adjusting and make sure I got enough.
Right. That's the only reason you ain't going to give him no get back that same night. But if you done stumped
right.
his ears to the ground, he got get back. When I ran the halt,
oh,
and they
sure.
told me they were going to race back, I told them, what y'all need? I'm going to help y'all fix your car. I know I'm going to assassinate his ass.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just, you know, and then the problem is a lot of people make this shit personal when it shouldn't be. It's drag.
It should never be. We should have
you know,
fun
I'm
and
not,
laugh
and that's why I say, and I still to this day say, I'm not a grudge racer. I'm a drag racer.
That's it. You got to be a
hey,
grudge.
Man.
You got to hate a person. Be in tour with a person. We like
man,
having
man.
Fun. We eat and talk shit.
a lot of people just can't stand that shit, man. Like, after I was done, because shit, that's just how it is, you know?
After what?
After we got done racing, we gave each other a hug, man. Good race. Keep going. And then I went around.
Yeah,
so, a lot of people just don't. They get their feelings too involved with the shit. And that's
yeah, and it's not
shit.
About
right.
It.
You can't get your feelings involved in this shit. When I whip peanut ass again, I'm going to hug him and goddamn it, keep on going.
Right, because we all grew up like family. But you know what? See, some of us think people be upset at them who you race. Sometimes we be upset with ourselves because you done spent money. You know you did the right thing. You still got your ass whooped. You be
and
so disappointed.
Shit,
you don't want to talk to nobody.
Right. Yeah, and I'm like, right, no, and that's like Peanut. Peanut comes to me all the time talking about, hey, ready to do something. I said, man, get the fuck away from me, man. You see I'm fighting this motherfucking car. Leave me the fuck alone right now. And I don't mean no harm. I'm just in a moment that
I want to put it out there.
I don't
want to
talk right now. Leave me the fuck alone.
Hey,
he got an attitude. He'll
hey,
go a when you spend your money and something go wrong and you know you got the shit in order and you lose, you upset with yourself because you try to figure it out. Or if you have spent enough and you know you feel in your heart, I can beat him now. And you still get that ass whooping, man, you be on suicide watch because you done spent all you had to get it ready and you still got your ass whooped.
Right.
So,
and it's just like,
understand.
You know, me personally, I don't like punk out money. I don't want no punk out money. Fix your car. Get back. Let's get up there.
It's certain
punk
people,
out money
now,
don't
now
mean shit
game,
to me.
It's certain people I'm going to take punk out money from. But the ones that I fuck with, like me and you, we ain't never exchanged punk out money. When you told me, what I tell you, keep it. I didn't show you. Don't worry about it.
You know, I mean, it's just it's the nature of the beast and how much
so
shit
we
you talk to me. If
we
I feel I can whoop you and you just dogging me out every other weekend and this and that, man, get your ass up there. No, get your ass up there.
Hey, let me give you a good example of don't want punk out money. My son had died, and I was going through that little issue. Baby boy called me. He said, man, preacher, I'm going to call them. I'm going to call Sam and them and said, man, I'm going to just pay the punk out because you ain't in no condition to drive. I said, you ain't going to pay shit. I'm going to show up. I said, I'm just going to stay away from everybody. I didn't the nail shakedown. I pushed that motherfucker out the trailer, changed plug, won the race, put that shit back in the trailer, and got back on the golf cart.
Wow, bro.
You know?
Hey, Brian, your mic open.
Yeah. What up?
What up, though?
Nothing much.
No, it's just like Jeremiah say, he my kryptonite. Well, guess what? I feel like this. I feel I'm Von Kryptonite.
Hey, hold on now. Everybody got that one. Everybody
got,
that one. Bobby McGee was mine.
Kryptonite
Bobby
only affects
Kryptonite.
Superman. I ain't Superman. Yeah. I ain't Superman,
but
goddammit.
But
I'm just a bad mother. I'm just a bad
Bobby
motherfucker.
Bobby McGee was my Kryptonite.
I'm gonna get you keep on wiggling. I'm going to get you fixed. Don't worry about it. And I must be Lenny Kryptonite. I whooped Lenny ass three times last year. I must be Lenny Kryptonite. I beat that man three times last year.
I knew that sorry South Supper was going to say that too. Hey, I wasn't going to say nothing. Well, I'm IBL Kryptonite, goddammit, so she is.
I mean, everybody got somebody.
Hey, Lowe, you got somebody.
Right, hey, and I retire Yak from driving, so she is.
Oh,
hey,
shit.
You know, yeah. I retire Yak.
You ain't to retire Yak. Yak ain't want to drive.
You're a lie. I retire this motherfucker there.
I'm gonna put his
and
ass
retire
back
fit.
In there. I'm gonna make
fit.
Him get back in that motherfucker. If goddamn it, if Big Sam gonna run him, that's the only
fit.
Person
you
he raised.
You retired him.
So yeah. So hey.
But yeah, I mean, it's just. But then again, around here, you know who gonna race and who not gonna race. You already know. We already know who gonna race. We already know. We already know who gonna take a chance and who not.
Right.
I just hope last year a lot of people not coming out is a result of them getting ready for this year. That's all.
I hope
I just
so
hope
too.
Them cars.
I hope so too. You ain't said nothing wrong. I hope so too, because a lot of motherfuckers, and that's the thing, a lot of motherfuckers talk all that shit about what they're going to do during the winter. And then as soon as the tracks go hot, you don't hear shit from them.
You don't hear nothing from them. Not nothing.
I'm beating Terry O'Ass the first day the track over. First day 41
open,
I'm beating Terry O'Ass.
One thing about it, you know Terry O'Ass going to go. And I know you.
Right.
Everybody know Terry O's gonna go. Everybody know you gonna go.
I got one funny for y'all. Listen, the principal say he fixed this car just to whoop my ass. I said, well, you put that motherfucker up because I ain't never running your ass again. You too fast. And you know that man didn't talk.
That motherfucker. That's just like a shooter getting a jumper. They keep missing. They gonna keep shooting.
Yeah.
Terry O'Ass lost 3-4 in a row and got lucky at the end of the year. Racing got lucky.
But hey, he had he kept coming. He kept going.
You got to keep going.
Hey,
you'll find one. Garvin can't go get a steak.
Hey, you just think about it like this. When you grew up, I mean, I don't know how old you are, Vaughn, but think about it. When I grew up, we fought. You know, the gunplay and stuff didn't come into later on in life. But, you fight. A motherfucker whoop your ass today, and that's today, Monday. By Thursday,
man,
now
we in the month.
You damn right. By Thursday, Friday, it's your turn to get the up.
You done got immune to that ass with knowing the dirt and when the weed. Now that's how you catch it.
Hello, everybody in this world of drag racing. One thing I can say, Vaughn never has whooped my ass, mono to mono. You talk about he whooped my buddy Lenny ass. Keep racing us, motherfucker. How many times have you whooped me?
I promise you, I have whooped your ass with your boy. I'm going to go along with that. You have whooped my car. I spanked that ass.
But once I decided to get back in that bitch, what have you done, sucker? Get your punk ass back down. You will never whoop me, man. You ain't smart enough to whoop me. You ain't smart enough. Only thing you gotta do is head up, first day to track over with. Guess what? Yes. What car?
With Jack Ball car. Same car we've been racing.
Oh, man. Why would I? I ain't going to never run your head up with Jack Ball car. Why would I do that? That's
man,
stupid.
You got all asshole, fucking.
Man.
You got all women to get ready.
You're drunk.
So you went to go back. Listen, get little more. You replaced that shit, and you ain't get enough to whoop Jack Ball. Jack Ball ain't shit.
I got a small line.
God damn.
I got a small
line.
What
the fuck you go get?
Hold it.
You should have left that two ass head if you can't whoop Jack Ball.
Why? I got a small line. He got a soft body. Fuck him. Fuck you. You nothing.
You got a chassis.
Put a small line in there. Okay, then.
Who cares?
Give me the cutout again, and I'm going to lock you in right now, man. You the shit, man.
Man.
You ain't nothing but
listen,
shit,
man.
I thought you was bringing out a small block car.
I'll bring out a small block car.
Okay, then. I will beat your motherfucking ass, punk. You nothing, man. Okay. You just talking. You up on here, you've been drinking tonight and shit, and I just relaxing and shit.
It's a street car.
Well, hey. Get in Jack Ball car, and we're going to finish off where we started, punk.
It's full interior, mufflers on it, get in Godzilla,
and I'm going to shoot you in the eye with a slingshot again, you punk motherfucker. You ain't nothing, man. You had your
time. I don't want to give you no spot.
Hey, we'll get in a little more then. Fix a little more. Hey, man.
You can't never put no light out there.
You
what
ain't
is you talking
torch,
about?
Man.
I can't never
hey,
get lost.
You was,
I
hey,
can't never
you
get
was
lost.
A promoter.
I can't never
you
get lost.
You were a promoter. You were shining once you was a promoter, once you were sitting on the couch and telling Mike Riley what to do and all that.
I'm still sitting on the couch. Don't forget that. The couch is not broke. Guess what? The couch is not broke. You sitting your ass on them.
The stock I broke, trick you made money off of. I made money off your trick ass. That $4 turned into my operations, turned into $9. You just gave me work, motherfucker. Your dumb ass just gave me some work. I didn't mind.
I ain't give you shit.
Give
I
me some more work. You a damn lie. You brought me work, you trick, motherfucker. You brought my stock, your trick ass. Get your trick ass back out there. You nothing, man. Only thing you need to do is promote.
I'm going to see you with Steve.
You ain't going to. Well, hey,
I don't
want to
hoop and holler
got,
with you. You won the
okay,
argument. You won
but
that
see,
argument.
You already got a book.
That's where you
got
to have your
you
fun
already,
at.
Hold on. You got a book race for Bobby Cole race and with Three Love. All right. Book a race with me, motherfucker, for once the track open. Give me the cutout with those dumbass big bowling all jack ball car. That big bowling ball head motherfucker car. Give me with the bullhorn sticking up, you stupid motherfucker, and I'm going to beat your ass again. A fucking dummy. The three stooges. Motherfucker, jack ball, jack bubble is Curly. You Mo, and dumbass Jack is Larry. Y'all the three stooges, you stupid motherfucker. Me and Vic, hey, what do me and Vic have in common, motherfucker? We the last one that gave you ass with this motherfucker. And you having nightmares over that, you stupid motherfucker. Hell, that your woman be calling you and shaking you up, saying that you waking up in the middle of the night, saying that it's a black trash ass.
Motherfucker,
you
retarded. Hey, Vaughn, that motherfucker is retarded, man. I don't even know why you said that motherfucking name, man.
You know, that's why I said his name. Hey, listen, man. I brought a ticket to the circus. You know I want to see this clown. That's why I said his name. I didn't pay for money, you know.
Okay. I'm just in the wind. Anytime, motherfucker, you
can't
right
out.
I'm your
call. You know how when you call your goddamn pit bull, you come here, boy.
There you
I
go.
Said, here you go. Here you go.
There you go. Now I'm going back on mute and let y'all continue y'all show. But I just want you to know, man, you's a trick, motherfucker. Who do you remember that said motherfucker? Bernie Mac. Motherfucker. You could use motherfucker in a noun, adjective, and a verb. Hey, motherfucker, get back in Jack Ball car. I beat the motherfucker last year. The motherfucker said he had a problem. If that motherfucker ever get back in that motherfucking car, I'm going to beat his motherfucking ass. I'm done.
Oh, shit. Man, that motherfucker is crazy. Get out.
This motherfucker is tired. It's Samuel L. Jackson,
shit.
Too, you dumb motherfucker. It ain't Bernie Mac, you stupid motherfucker.
Oh, you
what's wrong with
crazy.
This motherfucker? Terry, yo.
Motherfucker is crazy. Yeah, it was Marty Mack. King of comedy. That motherfucker is retarded, man.
Hey, you know he watches movies now. He watches movies. No, he always fuck it up. He always fuck it up, so. He be knowing what he's saying, but he just say it wrong. That's all.
That's dyslexia. He's dyslexia. He turned it upside down. He turned it back.
I see all this dog food around here. I don't see no damn dog. You the dog, motherfucker.
Well, I got a car in pretty much anybody class, so you know. Y'all welcome to call us out.
Oh yeah.
Well,
yeah,
we got a car in just about everybody's motherfucking class, so we'll be calling some motherfuckers out.
Uh-oh. I'll be waiting on the phone call.
Terrio,
waiting on the phone
Terrio,
call.
What are you doing over here to my friend Von Terrio?
Who that is?
Chicken. What is Chicken doing to my friend Von? Chicken. I got them chicken licking. Terrio.
All right. All I got to say
is,
all these motherfuckers that keep on talking about, they gonna do something.
I come back.
I hope they ready.
You,
I hope they ready.
Terrio, what you do?
Hey,
what you over here doing, Terrio? I got to call. You was over here cutting up.
I just had to come off of mute to talk. You don't know. I call Von a motherfucker. That stupid Trump, I'm popping motherfucker, instead of motherfucking fucking with me. So I had to give him a motherfucking, I had to talk about the motherfucker again. And after I talked about him, I didn't mute the mic, and I'm going to let y'all go. Yes, Dad. That motherfucker talking about, okay, Dad. And I'm going to take this time. Okay.
You know you're going to race.
Hey, Dad.
You know you're going to race.
Dad.
Yeah.
Who is the last two motherfuckers, you know, that whoop Von ass? They on his phone right now. in that they're from Chicago and Indiana. Man, Von called and said that, man, and his wife called and said, Terry, I wish you and Vic never done that to Von. So that motherfucker be waking up in the middle of the night in cold sweat talking about his yellow ass.
Man, come on, chicken.
Well, you making that goddamn big day, Terrio.
Say y'all ain't cutting up, Terrio.
It's all good. Hey, I needed to laugh.
Man, that goddamn chicken, man. Chicken, what's wrong with you?
I can't wait till it's time to go. I can't wait.
Chicken, what wrong with you?
Is that Von? I was just listening to my buddy Lenny. I was listening to my buddy Lenny, my writer, preacher man, Vic. All of them was having a good conversation. And Von going to come on the motherfucking thing and talk about it. He can't wait to whoop my ass. Man, please.
What? So he opened the door. What you telling me he opened the door?
Yes, he did.
So you had to go
up
there.
I called my baby mama and told her to come show out. That's what I did. I called. I said, Terry, come here. And you came out. And you came out showing out in front of company and shit. You
Terrio,
all out here with your bra off and shit, Terry.
I know that.
Terry,
hey.
You the baby mama.
Me and Vic almost got into it because the baby was half what that Vic
man,
was claiming
come
the baby
on, man.
Was his. And I told the bitch to look at the baby leg. The baby, hey man, he got a half-free baby. He got baby that got the top that look like Vic and the bottom look like my leg. Vic tells me, hey, Terrio, that's my son, man. I say, hey, man, look at his leg, man. Hey, man.
Vic thought he was your baby mama. I mean, he thought you were his baby mama. Instead of Vaughn, she was just telling me.
Hey, Vic thought the baby Vaughn had was all his. I came and said, Vic, man, I can't argue with you, Vic. Vic said, man, Terrio, look at it, man. The baby look just like me. I said, I know, but look at his legs, man. You ain't got no legs.
Hey, man, this motherfucker is retarded, man.
So when me and Vic came up,
that's okay. You got lucky at the end.
I know that.
You was fucking pregnant all fucking year though, so it don't make
never,
no difference.
Never.
I stayed sticking
I'm
in y'all.
Say it again.
And
okay.
You wondered.
Hey,
and you wondered. And you wondered.
Guess what?
I was just asking that. I said it wonder. I thought the baby had a defect, but I had to remember why the baby only had one leg, because preacher boy
hey,
wasn't two.
But guess what happened, though? I took a morning after pill, motherfucker. I went to Walgreens, and I took a morning after pill.
The morning
hell,
after.
Baby, you took a morning after. Come on.
Hey, man.
Terrio,
you took a morning after
you. Hey, Terrio,
yeah.
Hey, you won.
Yeah.
You won.
Well, how you had a baby there, Terrio? How you had a baby?
Done.
How the fuck you had a baby, Terrio? That was a miracle, baby.
Yeah. He got your bun game, man. He's walking around with half Victor and half Terrio. So you know that right now. And then he tried to take a morning after pill, and it was too late. He couldn't. So right now, me and Vic, we share custody.
That's a good thing for everybody, though, if you think about it. That's a good thing for everybody. That's a good thing that the calendar switched over, because now ain't none of that happening in 2024. We need to see what's going on in 2024. You know what I'm saying? That's all.
Yeah, we will.
That's all last year news.
Hey, okay.
Terrio, but that man said you was his baby mama, though, man. God damn.
He had been drinking the pill popping. He had been drinking the pill popping. So you know that's what happens once you drink a pill popping.
Mm-hmm. Once I had that baby by you, I got my life together. Only weed.
Come on,
boy, you motherfuckers is retarded,
that
man.
That nigga said, no more baby like that. No more mistakes.
But stand cross-legged and say, oh,
we have no more crack. We have no more crack babies.
Oh, share what the fuck.
So you telling me. Hey, Terrio, your motherfucking baby, you mean to tell me your baby was not needed and had the top of me? Come on!
Your
baby had a long neck, Terrio. Your baby had a long neck.
Hey, watch your mouth, motherfucker. Why you trying to slide in on the jokes, motherfucker? Watch it now.
Hey, Shorty. That burn, baby. I went on and knocked her up and shit.
Hello, y'all.
And Vaughn crawled through the window. I mean, Vic crawled through the window once I left.
Oh,
Oh, man, this motherfucker is crazy.
Von ain't going to do shit, man. He just talking, man. I'm going back on mute, man, to let y'all have the show back, man. Stupid motherfucker.
Oh, goddamn, Von, you crazy. You called that motherfucker out. Goddamn, Terrio is a fool, man.
You see that motherfucker, Jay, huh?
Like me here. Oh, shit. Oh, I needed that tonight. I needed that. But, yeah, I just hope 2024 bring out some racers. I mean, you already know who's going to race. Lenny going to race. Fucking Terrio going to race. Von going to race. You know, I mean, I'm going to race. It's time for all of them. Yeah, you going to race. You know, and it's just like, you know, what kills me is people that just got ready at the end of the year. How they talking about they ain't going to be ready at the beginning of the year? That don't make sense. You know? I'll be ready. One way or another, you got dog it. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'm ready.
I'm surprised Elwood ain't over here.
Who?
Elwood, he probably listen.
That sounds like Yak ass. Who is that, Yak?
Yeah, this Yak, goddammit. I want
that
to say something.
Quiet ass
motherfucker. I'll say quiet. Because if that baby got legs like Terry on a neck like yours, Vic, it ain't doing no but sucking dick on Madison.
Oh, goddamn. Watch it now.
That motherfucker
watch
dead
it.
Up under that bridge on Madison, goddamn
it. Watch
walking
it. Watch it, motherfucker, because I'm at the top. That means I'm at the top. I ain't sucking no dick. Get your way. Whoa, slow down,
Vic,
motherfucker.
Vic. That baby
yeah.
Sucking dick all the way from Terrio Stokes all the way to Madison and Palaska.
You stupid.
Hey, know that baby retarded. Baby retarded than a motherfucker.
Hey, man, I found out something tonight. Lenny retired you? I didn't know Lenny retired you, man. Lenny retired you?
Why you been retired?
I didn't know that.
Motherfucker, you talk all that
you
shit. Why you ain't retired?
Shit, why not? You won't come back out.
Oh, okay.
You won't come
back
out.
Hey, all I got to say is that motherfucker better have some oil pressure real soon, goddamn.
Vic,
I'm on your ass.
All y'all on little mo ass when they ain't
running. It's going to be 2 weeks. It's going to be 2 weeks, y'all. It's going to be 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
No, still a week, lady.
I ain't seen you since I retired.
I told him I retired Fish and he retired you.
No, Fish retired you. But Fish retired you, Lenny.
You a goddamn liar.
Man, you weren't running college no more.
Hey, man, come on, man. Hey, man, stop it, man.
Fuck
y'all
college.
Wouldn't go no more. Hey,
no,
in order for a motherfucker, hey, hold on, hey, yeah, let me tell you what the meaning of retirement is, man.
You got to ask.
The meaning of retirement is you don't race no more. You don't race no more. That's the meaning of retirement. Like when I fucked you up in your ragged ass colors, you ain't raced since. So I retired you.
No, you ain't retired me, motherfucker. I came right back out with the Monte Carlo.
Did you drive it?
It don't matter that I drive it. It's a whole bunch of people on cars.
Don't drive it, Lenny. I'm talking about in this case
smarter.
Of you driving, sir.
I just got smarter. That's all, Lenny.
You didn't do nothing wrong when I fucked you up. Just lost.
Hey man, fuck me up. Fix that goddamn.
Yeah, all I'm saying. It's ready.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
It's ready.
It's getting warm. It's getting warm. Yeah. I want you and Terrio to have that same attitude.
Man, listen. I don't know any other attitude to have.
We teammates. We gonna keep that type of attitude. We teammates.
Hey, I'm gonna get both of y'all pregnant.
Last bitch.
Both of y'all pregnant. Just think about our Pitcherio legs on your body with your head.
Hey, Terrio, all you gotta worry about is we got 2 weeks.
Hey, man, I'm gonna beat shit out of Terrio.
We got 2 weeks, Terrio.
I'm gonna beat the shit out of Terrio, and you gonna be scared to go.
Hey, man, listen, I guarantee you I won't.
Man, you gonna be scared to go. When I put Terrio, you gonna say no.
Yeah, guarantee I don't. AC shows recorded, man.
Hey, we gonna see, boy.
Yeah, please.
I'm just like Ryan with y'all. I fuck the West Side up. Fuck y'all.
Now you ain't.
I'm like Ryan.
Like your boss said five minutes ago.
You study talking shit, we beat the fuck out of y'all.
Hey man. Like your boss said, that's 2024. That's history. Let's see what 2024 brings.
Right. You right. Just like your boss, little Pete with the short neck, Puerto Rican.
Why these people always come on here talking about what they're going to do to the West Side?
Because we be beating the West Side ass. That's why.
Man, y'all ain't doing shit.
Beat y'all ass. Nigga, you would never go back. Tell me we ain't doing shit. Peanut would never go back.
But who would never go back? Who?
You. When I ran you.
When you... Every time we race for technicality, you think we ain't going back?
What you talking about?
You got to be out your mind if you think I ain't going back.
Man, listen, I was still together. Y'all wouldn't go back.
You still together. We have a problem. That's good for you.
Hey, Jack, it's 2024. Don't want to hear no shit about no 2 weeks.
Hey, Vic, you just need to take the mold out of toe tag and use it for your boat and anchor that motherfucker.
Already did. I ordered a new one.
That's what I'm talking about.
You just make sure you get, when you get oil pressure, you come tap me on my shoulder.
I'm gonna have good oil pressure, Vic. Don't fuck around. Let me call Jeremiah and put back on your ass and gap you again.
Who? You said who?
You know what I said. And you ain't going to get paid.
Oh,
hey, he going to have oil pressure in 2 weeks. He going to have oil pressure in 2 weeks, Vic.
I hear you.
Yeah, Sure live.
Hey, Jeremiah won. That's all I can say. If that movie get rewrote for 2024, it ain't gonna happen the same way.
That's a promise.
I ain't making up no excuses. The man won. He won. But you make sure you get oil pressure so you can have the chance.
Look, you ain't got to worry about that. You brothers damn sure ain't got to worry about that. Believe me.
I understand.
I want the people to have the same attitude they got now. Because when I When a little more at the track, I'm going to fuck off. I don't want to hear all that, oh, I'm having problems. Get your ass up there. I don't want to hear none of that.
And we don't want to hear none of that bullshit. Ag Von. Ag Von.
Hey,
motherfucker, lay your own bet, motherfucker. Ag Von.
They thought you was the motherfucking superhero for the West Side. You got in that yellow bitch and laid a banana.
Hey, it don't matter. All motherfuckers have a day. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Everybody got a day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But shit,
you know,
you supposed to say the West Side. You laid a banana.
Shit happened. Hey, y'all laid a banana too, shit. You
sure
laid a banana
did.
When you blown
sure
up
did.
And shit. They ain't been back since.
Sure did. And you laid one when you slipped over and burnt up too.
Hey, it's a difference when you lose a whole car than when you blow up a motor. It's a big motherfucking difference.
It ain't no different. Ain't no difference.
You a goddamn liar.
Both of them blow up.
Fuck you. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Whoop me this year. That's your job. Whoop me this year.
There you go, man.
Hey,
all that other shit
job.
Don't mean shit.
Hey, listen. Thanks for the job, brother, because you sure gonna get your ass whooped.
Man, whoop me this year. That's your motherfucking job. That's
thanks
your job.
Job.
Whoop
boy,
me this
your minimum wage ass ain't finna do nothing.
Get out of
here. Hey, and Vic, you talking all that shit. You're crawling ass. You need to just sell your car.
Never.
You're crawling ass. You
never.
Can't even get off the start line.
Never.
You can't even get off the start line. Puerto Rican people like a kangaroo.
And you can't even get out the garage.
Fuck you, Lenny. Hell no. You can't get out.
Good report.
Fuck you, Lenny.
Good report. Good report, Lenny.
Kick, I don't want to hear. This is a street car. I got a radio in it. I got a kicker box in it. Take that shit out. So when I beat your ass, I want to hear that shit.
That's all right. Hey, you're right. I'm getting up there. That's all I got to say.
That's what I'm talking about, brother.
But if you got a kicker box, you got a kicker box, you know?
Right.
No, you know how some people say, I drive this to the gas station, I get in and play my music and all that. I ain't got time to hear that shit. Get your ass up there.
You don't need no kicker box. Yours ain't making no noise, so you can play some regular 6x9.
So
he listening to that bitch in the garage.
Hey, just like you just to your
he in the garage running the battery down and shit.
You had a Mustang 3 years ago, Pulsar came out. I ain't saw the bitch yet.
Greatness takes patience.
Push that motherfucker out the garage, Lenny. Cause my dad threatened me with it for 3 years, and
I wasn't. You a lie. I was never around here saying,
Lenny,
I'm gonna whoop your ass
lie.
This year. I'm gonna
you
whoop your ass
me
this year.
2 years ago, you told me two years ago you gonna whoop my ass with it at the bowling party.
I told you at the bowling party. I told y'all I'm bringing out a Mustang. That's all I told you. I said, bring it out my car.
You going to fuck me up. Do I need to call Jack Ball?
Man, Jack Ball don't remember, goddamn, what he did yesterday.
No, hold on. He ain't lying to you. What you said was, I'm coming out with a Mustang this year, and I'm going to take my Mustang. I'm going to beat your ass, you see? I'm going to beat Jack Ball and any other motherfucker with a Mustang. What you said?
I said, when I come out, and I'm still holding on to that. Any motherfucker with a Mustang, they got to bow their ass down.
Hey, you know who else said that shit? Vic said that same shit. I'm waiting for you.
We not studying that goddamn Mustang. That motherfucker gonna be like the rest.
Any motherfucker with a Mustang got to bow their ass down.
Hey, listen. You ain't worried about that. You got a better chance
to
get the more with a
balloon. Man, I ain't studying you. And then after the bowling party,
Y'all know that citizen racing going on. So, Jack Ball, I'd knock your ass out again in February.
Yeah, we going back over there. We got to go back over there.
Yeah.
All right.
That citizen racing going on after the bowl, Nally.
Hell yeah, we got to go back. We had too much fun.
Yeah. I made Jack Ball trade his old lady truck in and shit.
You a bad motherfucker. All this shit you'd have done.
Yeah, you ain't know? Hey, check my track record, motherfucker.
All this shit you'd have done.
You know what? You act like I'm lying or something.
Oh, yeah. You know it's a little truth in there and a lot of lies.
Yeah, well, give me that little truth stick. Give me that little truth stick. Give me that little truth stick. Give me that little truth stick.
Shit, ain't no wrong with that.
Yeah.
Ain't no wrong with that.
Yeah.
Ain't no wrong with that. Man, one thing we're going to do, we're going to have a lot of fun this year.
Sure is.
A lot of fun.
Well, that's what it's supposed to be, son. It's supposed to have fun.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I love coming to the track talking shit and laughing.
Yeah, I did at first, but I ain't with all that shit no more. I'm just going to come to enjoy myself racing and talk to the people I really fuck with. I'm going to all that extra shit.
Man, stop crying.
I ain't with all that extra shit no more, man.
Hey, man. Don't y'all know my mother cousin started off saying that shit every year.
Tell him again,
Liddy. He's not saying that shit every motherfucker year. But I ain't with that old bullshit. I ain't got time for all that old yelling and shit and this and that.
Right.
Next thing you know, that son of a bitch calling my motherfucker. What the fuck you and your daddy?
Man, I'm about to have a stroke. That motherfucker had me out there about to have a stroke. Knowing I got damn, I ain't got no business out there yelling with a motherfucker.
Yeah. Start off with that shit every year.
Just make sure that parking brake be on that golf cart, nigga. Don't run no motherfucker.
Man, what good is it gonna do, nigga? I got one leg and that accelerator parking brake don't work.
Man, that goddamn preacher boy
that
got drove me down the goddamn street.
He almost did way back.
Drug me down the goddamn street. That nigga ran me the fuck over.
hey, Lenny, the motherfucker made me laugh. Made me laugh, and I stopped the gas,
goddammit.
Oh,
hell no. Oh, my God.
I stepped up on the motherfucker. I got ready to get up on the golf cart, put the gas by accident, ran the motherfucker over.
I think the nigga said, we can't kill Look Mo, we'll kill the owner.
Man, Look Mo was already dead when he down there ran you over, man. Stop.
This
shit been dead for a year and a half.
Hey,
get
now, now
I'm
gonna get into
it
with
you.
I
now,
only
now
get into it with
season, man.
If I had
right,
killed
right.
Owner,
right. A year and a half. No, it's not a whole season, nigga.
Hey, man, you didn't come out none last year, man. Stop it.
Lenny, hold on.
Get
the man said I tried to kill a little more owner.
Man.
You know how many people I had to kill before I got to the owner? They got shares in that bitch.
We got how many?
Y'all got shares. Everybody got a share. Y'all share owners a little more.
Hey, man, same way with your car. Every part belongs to a white motherfucker.
It was made by a white motherfucker. That's what
hey,
you say.
Every part belongs to a white motherfucker. Even your paint job, motherfucker. Shit. Talk some shit to you too, preacher boy. We gonna beat your ass too. We gonna beat your ass.
Well, listen to me, man. That's yet to be seen.
We could do it this year.
Well, we'll find out what we're gonna do this year.
We damn sure gonna find out, cause you gonna be in the list. You gonna be in the list too.
Hey man, yes, listen. Sir. I hope you can spell my name right.
Yes, sir. It's sure coming.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be just like Terrio, quiet as hell to the car there. Then I'm going to fuck off.
Hey, yeah, you done already fucked that up.
You said he don't know how to shut the fuck up.
I did.
Yeah, he done already fucked that up. Yeah, he done already
fucked that up. Hey, Lenny told you in a nice way. Nigga, you ain't know how to set the fuck up.
Hey, man. Shit. Damn, we smashing our face. Oh. Lenny, y'all bringing the king out this year?
Yeah, hell yeah. Man, we got about 10 cars coming. We got about 10 cars coming out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Pete bringing out the tank. He bringing out his G-body. I'm bringing out my Mustang, Steven car, motherfucking C-Dub, Steve, and we got a Camaro, small block Camaro.
Oh,
man.
Okay.
Sound like food to me. Sound like food to me.
I hope you hungry.
Yeah. it sounds like some cheap-ass Chinese food.
Whatever it is,
you fucking with me now.
You know what that Chinese, Chinese food do to you? It gets you sick, motherfucker.
I hope you got an egg roll.
Just don't get sick.
Cause boy, we gonna give you motherfuckers some sweet and sour sauce.
Man, listen, we ain't even studying you niggas. We not studying you niggas.
Hey, y'all said that for a long time and study get fucked up.
Yeah, okay. Well, hey, we steady. Hey, can we get some get back with Jack Ball and Bobby Cole race?
with what? Stephen Carr?
Yeah, with Stephen Carr, the race we didn't get off.
Man, I thought you was going to bring your Mustang.
Man, listen.
Don't worry about that, man.
Man,
y'all scared
of Stephen Carr?
We gonna clip Stephen up.
Man, okay, so can we get some action, man? Can we get some action, man? Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. 2 weeks. Two weeks. When grown folks talking, shut up.
Hey, call Pete and tell him I said 2 weeks.
2 weeks. 2 weeks. When grown folks talking, please be quiet.
You fucking my Wi-Fi up, Lenny. Get off the phone.
Hey, well, you motherfucker, get some real Wi-Fi and get rid of that T-Mobile ass shit.
Hey.
Motherfucker.
I'm going to run y'all down there. We're going to run y'all with Jack Ball Car down there.
All right, that's a promise. Hello?
God damn. That's a guarantee.
Oh, okay. All right.
What you talking about? I bet you I run y'all with that motherfucker down there. Watch this here. Watch this here.
Okay. That's all I have on. That's all I care about.
Okay. I'm going to do the same thing I did you last year, Lenny. I'm going to throw you a sausage party, boy. A sausage party. All sausage.
No, I guarantee. I guarantee you. Hey, you already had one motherfucking
You done had half frog and half neck, baby. Now you finna have a motherfucker.
Now you finna have a motherfucker.
Half hey, Puerto listen. Rican motherfucker.
Long as I don't have no baby with an earpiece in his ear, I'll be all right.
You should have a motherfucking baby with a half Puerto Rican and a lopy ear, motherfucker.
No, you slap Vic neck on Puerto Rican Pete with his head, and you put Cherry on legs on Pete. That's how the baby gonna look.
Hey, yeah. Remember that look on that video?
Hey, Vic, get off the fucking phone, man. I thought you went on mute.
Hey, Vic, send me that picture.
Hey Lenny, which one of them cars you driving at Bobby Cole race, nigga? Why you on here yapping?
I'm not driving anything.
I beat your ass 3 times in a row last year.
I won't have nothing at Bobby Cole race that I'll be driving, sir.
Oh, you bet not. You bet not.
So, you know.
Now, I can't beat you at cheerleading, but that I can beat you at racing, motherfucker.
But I will. I guarantee you my car going to be ready by Sham's race. Guaranteed.
Man, that ain't gonna do me no good. What being ready doing? Is you gonna run me? Is the question?
I'm gonna be race ready, man.
Okay. All right. Well, I catch you there.
Yeah, I'm gonna be race ready. And anything y'all got that's race ready?
You know what's gonna be in my class.
Anything that's going to be
everything I got in your class.
Okay. I can't whoop grandson, so that's not in my class.
Oh, we ain't going to need to talk about grandson. Don't flatter yourself. You know better.
I'm not flattering myself. But if you have, okay. All I'm saying is, if you might have grandson there. Nah, so I ain't going to tell you.
Go ahead, finish.
Anything in my class, y'all got action, man.
What's in your class?
Any other one of them cars you got, man. Jack Ball, motherfucker, limo.
As long as it ain't grandson.
As long as it ain't grandson.
Okay. I feel you.
Yo, new small block car? Anything, man, that y'all got, as long as it's a street car.
It's a street car.
Okay, what you consider a street car is, though?
It's a street car. I'm driving around.
Okay.
Got that on.
Okay.
Man, I don't know. I ain't driving no goofy car. The only cars that's goofy is the ones that don't turn on no W's that you be driving.
I said goofy motherfucker.
Oh, I don't know who the fuck you talking about.
Yeah. That car that Tidy Bowl bringing out that you gonna be driving and one of them cars, y'all got action, man.
Man, listen, don't you. Yeah, you talk to Tidy Boy about Tidy Boy cars. Don't fucking talk to me about no goddamn Tidy Boy car. What is wrong with you?
I just said any other car you're going to drive.
Well, I thought he was in the draft pick. Y'all drafted
right.
him for the next 3 years.
Hey, listen, man.
Hey, preacher boy, sit your ass down. Before I get a mo control chip to that leg and make you kick your own self in the ass.
Well, you can't do that. Every time you try to pull a stunt, they tried to hack me once. I fixed that. I went and upgraded.
We're trying to slap that in. You know what? You know what? You
know what Tidy talked to me about. You talked to Tidy Bull about his cars, nigga. You know, don't try to slide that in on me.
Okay.
That's Tidy Bull operation.
Well, but hold on, though. But I thought you drawed on Steven with Tidy Bull car.
Man, I ain't drawing no Steven with Tidy Bull car.
Oh, okay. All right, okay. All right, well. All right.
The fuck I was racing with Tidy Bull car for, and I'm racing him with Jack Ball car.
Look, Pete. Hey, I'm just asking, man. I just said I thought.
Oh, man, stop thinking.
That's what you was doing
when I left you at the tree. You was thinking too hard all the time.
When
I
you left me at the tree? You only left me at the tree one time, Vaughn. Vaughn, you only left me at the tree one time.
It don't matter, Lenny. He left your ass.
Hey, he left me at the tree and I left him at the tree. So what the fuck is the difference?
Yes. Yeah, but every time you left me at the tree, I left you at the finish line, motherfucker. You wasn't at the finish line with me, so it don't matter.
Yeah, you was hollering that same shit. Every time I race, then I'm on tree is there, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I slapped the shit out your motherfucker down. Yeah, you caught me and kicked me and shit. You caught me and kicked me, but you know what I'm saying? I slapped the shit out your ass and took off running.
Hey, listen, okay. So you got the beginning of the race down pat, and once you learn how to get the other end down pat, you'll be a racer.
I got it this year. Trust me, I got it this year.
Hey,
you
figured out how to start a race now. Learn how to finish, but you're going to be doing good.
Yeah, I got it this year.
Hey, that's the same way he did Fish. He started, goddamn, Fish caught his ass down there, blew around.
Hey, man, ain't no way in hell Fish going to blow around me. I had technical difficulties, man. Cut it out. The car shut off. Y'all know it. That's the only you had threw your scarf down and shit. You know you had that scarf tied around your neck. It was 8 degrees. You took that motherfucker off and threw it down when I left Fish and shit.
What happened on Dirty Road, Lenny?
What happened on Dirty Road was I had motherfucker Fish by half a car. He came in my lane. And goddamn it, well, instead of y'all paying me, I said, you know what? Yeah, y'all don't got to pay me, man. It was no race, but y'all came in my lane. Now tell me I'm telling a lie now.
I went down there, so I couldn't tell you.
Fish know he was down there. Goddamn it, Fish down there running to my door. He down there T-boned me. And that was the last time Fish raced. He down there T-boned me. But I was gone on Fish, dumbass. And he down there running my door. He down there hit my door. I ran off on the shoulder.
You went gone. That man Stop it, Yak.
Tell the truth sometimes.
Same way up the track. Tell the truth sometimes, man.
I told y'all, man. I said, you know what, man? I don't even want the 500, man. Y'all came over in my lane. It ain't no race, man. Back then when we were street racing, you come over in the motherfucker lane, it ain't no race.
Right.
And that's what I told y'all. I said, y'all, you know what, man? It ain't no race. Y'all came over in my lane. It ain't no race. Y'all ain't got to pay me that $500. And y'all know that shit, man. So stop it, man. Stop it.
Stop that shit. And your buddy sitting there trying to talk shit. Preacher boy, we going to beat the fuck out of you, boy.
Man, everybody got a dream.
I ain't going to be no dream. I ain't gonna be no drink. Fucking you up.
I hear that story all the time.
We ain't gonna do no Terrio. We beating your ass.
It's just gonna get more exciting than if you don't do a Terrio. You ain't gonna submit. At least if you submit, you ain't got to worry about it. But you don't go down there and follow that motherfucker down there.
Hey, I got to hop off, y'all. Y'all have a good night, man.
All right, good night, bro.
Hey, preacher boy, we're going to leave you right at the fucking light.
You sure is with a check.
Yeah, okay. Boy, you get a check from us, that means you back in church.
You ain't know I've been back in that.
No, you at the wrong church. You probably in that rapper church with Puff Daddy in. And all of them.
No, I was just going to say, you must be
TDJ to Puff Daddy.
You've been going to TJ
Hey,
you in there with Puff Daddy holding you from the back, praying.
You ought to know you was a, hey, you was his best member.
Hey, shit, they showed TD Jake Church, man, with number 40 people in there.
Yep, and they was relatives. They was half of the producers.
God damn.
That lady said, they never look like this.
Never looked it like it. Yeah.
He didn't even want to pray. He wanted to cry.
He was crying. He was preaching and crying. Mm-hmm. Preaching and crying. That's what you get, fucking them little ass kids.
He was getting fucked.
Yeah, he said he swallowed it. He sounded like Terry.
He said he was crawling over there.
Preacher boy. Yeah. Preacher boy. Don't you understand? This the part of the show is the time of the night for comedy hour. What stupid ass back the water time on the fucking show talking greens and shit.
I thought you was eating the cake, motherfucker.
I come for a second slice, motherfucker. This is the part here that come in the showtime where they bring out the clowns. Yak ball and yak. It's comedy
hey,
hour.
Terrell, you the biggest clown we know, motherfucker.
Hey, man. Hey, man.
Hey,
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Total recall once the motherfucker was like a drug.
Man,
like a
I don't even like no motherfucker Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I don't even like no motherfucker Arnold Schwarzenegger. I know I won't because you didn't stop.
And when
racing,
I beat your
Vine
ass this year, I'm going to beat the fuck out of you this year, boy.
Man,
beat the fuck out of you.
In your car, man. 2 weeks.
Beat the fuck out of you, boy. You can talk all that comedy shit you want and watch what you get. Watch what you get. Look, Mo, run up your ass.
Hey, man. Hey. 2 weeks, right? They said they're going to have your motor ready in 2 weeks, right?
Bobby Colbert, he ain't going to bring his car down there, Chris. Terry, I'm going to bring his car down there. He ain't bringing his car down there. That's why I just tell him, Fritz, he ain't coming. It's going to be warm, and I have his ass throwing the track open, put him in a headlock. Fuck him dead over quick. Then he going to be crying to Lenny and Pete. Y'all got to whoop him. Y'all got to whoop him. No. And I put on the front a little more window, a little more back. Bitch. I want to see you and Vic get look more pregnant. That's what I want to see.
8 days before the Arlington murder. He was arrested in 2019 with five others for a similar crime, stalking a victim before robbing them. And it appears that he had experience switching licenses to avoid police detection. The U.S. affidavit states Taylor had been released from federal custody for this sentence on December 21st, 2023. And also had a rich history, including displaying
somebody
false fictitious license plate.
Yeah. Is that somebody on the phone trying to get their race money? They done robbed the bank?
Preacher boy. Pull off from that French truck, boy.
Saturday
go.
Wake up, everybody. The show's not over.
Well, shit, I'm here, Fish. I ain't finna do nothing. Well, it sound like y'all took all the steam out. How you and Fish been doing? What up, Fish?
Yo, what up?
Sound like y'all, when Lenny and them left, y'all took all the fire at the motherfucker show.
Damn. They done killed the show.
Damn. Shit woke me up. Yeah, y'all woke the senior citizen up. I was asleep like a motherfucker. Anesthesia wore off. All the anesthesia I had knocked me out. Damn, why y'all so quiet? And y'all better come up with a new topic real quick. Yeah. So, I even went off the show.
Wow. That's quiet.
Oh, yeah. Man, that man ain't got some jokes for their ass. I love that.
That motherfucker.
Now he's one of the ones that's on their ass like a back pocket.
Yeah,
and he's funny with it. You know what's good about Terrio? He's funny with it and he real rich.
Yeah,
he all above.
He's gonna be fast tonight. He's gonna come back at them. He's gonna come back 11. That motherfucker don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
the man that bad
body,
the man that bad body, three little motherfucker. The three little gonna race. He's gonna blow up. He's gonna come back again. That motherfucker Terrio, boy. He's gonna go. He's funny as hell, though. I was sitting at work. I'm crying. I'm like, this motherfucker retired.
I think they still on now. I think they still on here. They took a piss break.
So, something happened with the mic. Everybody called to do something. Everybody got quiet all of a sudden.
Yeah, I believe it's still on here. You got background noise, bro. Yeah.
Yeah, that's me. That's me with the background noise, bro.